where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
We're being told to be careful on area roads and adjust to changing conditions. Environment Canada was forecasting up to 10 centimeters of snow. Reduced visibility in some areas of heavier snow is also likely. It'll taper off from west to east late tonight. We're being reminded to avoid parking on city streets while snow clearing operations are underway. Overnight parking restrictions are also still in effect. A 65-year-old man wanted for an ongoing scam in Sarnia has been arrested after two failed attempts. Sarnia police say Bernd Adamick was finally taken into custody today. It's alleged he sped away from officers on two occasions and they had to call off their chases due to safety concerns. Adamick was being held for bail on several charges. Sarnia police have made a second arrest in connection to several break-and-enters in the Brights Grove area. City police launched an investigation earlier this month after the theft of construction equipment, a motorcycle, tools, and a company vehicle. The 28-year-old suspect is facing 25 charges. Kate, the Princess of Wales, has been diagnosed with cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy. She made the announcement today, 2 months after undergoing major abdominal surgery. The type of cancer has not been disclosed. She started chemotherapy in late February, and the announcement comes as her father-in-law, King Charles, is also undergoing cancer treatment. The trades, created by Sarnia native Ryan Lindsay and inspired by local workers, debuts today on Crave TV. The comedy series focuses on pipe fitter Todd Stuhl and his sister Audrey, who work in the Imperial Valley. There are 8 episodes in the first season. The first 2 are on Crave TV today, followed by 2 new episodes on subsequent Fridays. It was a record-setting year for the recent construction event at Lambton Mall. They brought in 56,000 pounds of food and $30,000 through sponsorships supporting the Inn of the Good Shepherd. Executive Director Miles Vanney says the Star Wars structure from CF Industries had about 6,000 cans of food. A Rubik's Cube display by the Carpenters Union had about 9,000 food items.
Such a great variety of food. There were canned soups and stews, there were pastas, there were cereal, fruit. A real good variety this year that really fills all the shelves so people have that dignity of choice when they go through the food bank.
CF Industries also won the People's Choice Award. You can read more at sarnianewstoday.ca. Ironworks Gym and Pathways are holding their Give the Kids a Lift bench press contest and fundraiser tomorrow. It's being held at the Point Edward Gym from 10 until 1:30. Co-organizer Dave Schaller says community members are being asked to go and cheer on participants, donate to Pathways, and buy raffle tickets.
So we've got 2 mystery knapsacks full of goodies, which folks can purchase raffle tickets for. They can also give donations the day of at Ironworks and certainly also call Pathways Health Center for Children and give a donation in the name of the bench press contest.
Tax receipts are available upon request for donations over $20. And the first household hazardous waste collection event of the year is tomorrow, just in time for spring cleaning. You can safely dispose of hazardous materials like pesticides, pool chemicals, paints, and oven cleaners. Tomorrow's event is at Clean Harbors on Telfer Road in St. Clair Township from 9 until 2. Snow ending near midnight, then mainly cloudy, wind shifting to the northeast, low minus 2, the wind chill reaching minus 7. Cloudy tomorrow, high 1, and sunny skies on Sunday, high again of 1 degree.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.